Confusing self-conscious with self-confidence. So you monogamous but body positive. Post pills you swallowing for a following. What he got to offer, he don't see the kids that he fathering. If you won't bother then, why you responded then? Careful where you plant them seeds before you water them. Say you empower women, but don't acknowledge them. Feminism not what you embodying. You false hope, you false positive. But eat your fruit and drink your water then.
Hello and welcome to the Brothers to Bro podcast. I'm your bro Dayton.
And I'm your bro Easy. And this week we're going to kick off our podcast with the JOTW or
the joke of the week.
Let's hear it.
Joke of the week presented by Starbar Extension. You can contact the owner at 704-712-4579. You'll come out feeling like a star. Okay, Easy. If athletes get athlete's foot, what do elves get?
I don't know. What do elves get?
Mistletoes.
Oh, I get it. Because they're... Okay, I'm not
kidding. Mistletoes are during Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, that one's really funny, Dayton. Good job. Okay, now we're going to move on to this week's BWOTW, or...
Big Word of the Week.
Yay! Dayton has it for us.
Presented by All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Today's Big Word of the Week is ludicrous, which means so foolish, unreasonable, or out of place. So you're not ludicrous to call All Type Fence.
I agree with that statement, Dayton. So now we're going to move on to this week's Women Who Changed the World. And Women Who Changed the World is presented by The Hair Cafe, located in Clinton, Maryland. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. You can contact the owner, Miss Latrina, at 301-868-7757. Here is our Woman Who Changed the World. Joan of Arc inspired a French revolt against the occupation of the English. An unlikely hero, at the age of just 17, the diminutive Joan successfully led the French to victory at Orleans. So, Dayton, what do you think of Joan of Arc?
Well, I think that's pretty cool. She's, like, really young, and she's, like, leading this whole team of people.
I agree with that. Now we're going to move on to the next segment of the show, which is Would You Rather? And Dayton has that for us.
Would You Rather? Presented by The Grove Presbyterian Church, located in Charlotte, North Carolina, where church and life meet with our great pastor, Kate Murphy.
Now, what's our Would You Rather, Dayton?
Would you rather live in a big house near nobody, no friends and family, or a small house with a lot of friends and family?
I'd probably live in a big house so I could invite my friends and family, but it'd probably be really cramped inside of a small house to all my friends and family.
Yeah, I would think the same. I would want a big house because it would be pretty fun to travel on the road.
And see your family?
Yep.
Okay. moving on to the quote of the week. Presented by Howell, Howell, and Krause Attorneys at Law, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. Here it is. Go forward bravely, fear nothing, trust in God, all will be well. Said by Joan of Arc. Dayton, what does this quote mean to you?
Well, just don't stop, keep going.
I think that's a good interpretation of the quote. If you would like to send in a quote of the week or any of these other segments that or suggestions for the podcast, you can contact us at bruvsbro@outlook.com. So now for the tech fact, which Dayton has for us.
Tech fact presented by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Today's tech fact is: in the 90s, back rub was one of the working names for what ultimately became known as Google.
That's cool. So, So Google used to be called Backrub, or was going to be called Backrub, maybe?
It used to be called Backrub in the 90s.
That's very cool. I did not know that. So now for the book recommendation, presented by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. Located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. And this week's book recommendation is the book Super Fudge by Judy Blume. Super Fudge is one of the books in the series about Fudge and his brother Peter. And they're all by Judy Blume. And you can find them in a library or bookstore near you. If you would like to send us a book recommendation, you can contact us at braversusbro@outlook.com. So now, as we start to wrap up the podcast, we'd like to give a shout out to the people who make us possible. All of our sponsors, including Easy iPhone. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. Located in Charlotte, North Carolina. I Am Dayton. Stickers and t-shirts from the mind of a 10-year-old. And The Life with Lemons. It's just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. A fashion blog. Also, our director, BL Self. Our sound director, Luis Acosta. And this week, our song was Lost Souls by H.E.R.
And our team mom / security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey.
And one more thing, guys, because what we do without a therapy dog. We would like to say happy birthday to Barack Obama, who is our 44th American president and our first African American one.
And the best one. Like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. What he got to offer, he don't see the kids that he fathered. If you won't bother them, why you respond to them? Careful where you plant them seeds before you water them. Say you empower women, but don't acknowledge them. Feminism, not what you embody in. You false hope, you false positive. But eat your fruit and drink your water then. I don't click up, I don't click up. I don't click up, that's why I don't click up, I don't click up, hey, I don't click up.